Thank you very much for joining me. How you been? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Steve Renazzisi. I'm the guy.
Welcome to the podcast, What's the Odds with Steve Renazzisi. I am your host. It is December 2nd, 2021. We're almost done with this year. Holy shit. Dude, December 2nd. I wrote it down on a check yesterday, 12-1. And I was like, 12-1. It was 1-2-1-2-1. 1-2-1-2-1 yesterday. Did you know that? 1-2-1-2-1.
Yeah.
1-2-1-2-1. Do you understand what I'm saying, Brenton? I mean, this isn't fucking.
I'm trying to make sense of it, here. Steve. I'm just more curious. Was the check that you wrote from our friend Brock?
Oh, you mean Bill Brock?
Where the funds? Yeah, Bill Brock, our good.
Oh,
buddy,
I knew you'd bring this up. I'm glad you didn't do it in front of my nephews and my family last week during our competition, our eating competition, which I was watching right before we started on the TV back here. I tried
to
keep
it on. How'd you pay for the donuts, Steve? Was it with lottery winnings? It's a lot of mouths to feed.
You ready for this? I have not received any other communication from this guy.
That is bullshit.
He is not. And now I called him back and he is not answering the phone.
This because is the now first time I want to know. I want to know that has blocked.
I want to know what his problem is. Am I not good enough to rip off?
Yeah.
You had a fish on the line, and now you're going to tell me that I now you're in communication. Why did you find somebody else to rip off, Bill Brock? Did you find somebody else? What, I wasn't good enough?
Danish you and Neil are collecting checks right now.
I mean, what did I ask? One too many questions? Well, give me a fucking break, dude. Sorry, everyone that you try to rip off isn't as stupid as I am. Wait a minute. That's not what I meant. They are
well,
more stupid
than
I am.
You're in good spirits, Steve, because the Major League Baseball season has currently been locked out.
And let me tell you this right now, okay? I'll get into it if you want to with the Yankees doing nothing. I'll start this thing off on a fucking fire. But I want to see just as much passion coming from you when we talk about what a disaster your team is becoming and the fact that you should be highly nervous going into this game this week. Extraordinarily nervous.
What are you talking about? Our team is a disaster.
This is the biggest game. Your best defensive player is now gone for the season.
Next man up. Injuries happen, Steve. Next man up.
Okay, I'm not saying that's not a great positive attitude to have, but who is the next man, and is he up as good as this guy? Because probably not.
The Saints weren't doing anything against him, so
look,
they had two quarters to exploit him. They did.
Relax. Take some time to get your thoughts together. I'll go first. The Yankees, okay. I don't know. Someone's got to explain this to me. Someone has to explain. I don't know what we're doing here as far as radio silence. I don't want to sit there and say we got to overspend and we got to get everyone like the Mets did. The Mets spent like a fucking whore with her first paycheck, you know, at the Pretty Woman store. I mean, just left and right. They bought this. They bought that. They'll take this. I'll take a fucking Latin second baseman for $135 million or shortstop for $105. Crazy. Scherzer, DeGrom. Now, let me tell you something. The Scherzer thing, it looks beautiful. On paper, you got DeGrom, Scherzer. That is a wonderful one, too. We've seen him, though, before. Strasburg and fucking Scherzer. You had for a second over there. I mean, well, not really. You would have had Bauer and Scherzer. I mean, it's he's a great 1-2 combo, but he also is on the older side of 30 plus, late 30s.
Isn't he 39?
Yeah, and one of these 3 years, he's going to spend some significant time on the DL. So you just got to hold. This isn't a 3-year contract where you're like, all right, we got 3 years to do this. This is get it done next year or the year after, because it's not a guarantee. This guy's not going to be like, you're not going to sign into another $100 million deal in 3 more years. At least I don't think.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe he's Tom Brady, but I don't see that happening. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, he's 37, and they said the exact same things when he signed with the Nationals. That 7-year deal, he couldn't stay healthy. I mean, he's the one pitcher that got signed to a huge deal and probably lived up to it.
Absolutely. But three more years at $50 million a year.
30.
Yeah. And look, somebody would have given him that money. I'm not saying he's not, doesn't warrant that money. His career has been unbelievable, but I think the Mets are the Mets, and the Mets have done what they're going to, what they've done before is overpay for someone. You can't buy a World Series in December. The Mets tried. The Rangers tried. Rangers too. I mean, look at, they bought a fucking infield. They bought a shortstop second base combo that is now the best probably in baseball, both hitting and defensively. Now, Corey Seager, $325 for 10 years. I think that's what he got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the Yankees were in it. I'm sure they talked. I think that number probably bothers them a lot. Because if you think about it, you already have Giancarlo making fucking $40 million a year. You got Cole making $40 million a year. You got to pay fucking homeboy next year, Aaron Judge, at least $40 million a year. You got to pay your shortstop $40 million a year for 10 years. You know, that's four guys at you know, no one knows what the luxury tax salary is going to be. So I understand. And they do have some people in the pipeline. Anthony Volpe, they're very high on that. But if this, and to get to my point, if this all comes down to, we just believe in Gleyber Torres so much at second base that we don't really know. I don't want to hear about Gleyber Torres any fucking more. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear we moved him so that he's comfortable. I don't give a fuck if that guy sells peanuts in the parking lot. Pay him $16 million a year to sell peanuts in the parking lot. Let's build a winning offense. Let's build a championship team. And for this guy's not going to be a part of it. He's not going to be a part of it. Maybe this is all to trade. Maybe they're going to give Gleyber Torres and someone else for Matt Olson on the A's. And that hasn't, you know, it took more time to get that together. And because of the lockout, now that's not going to happen. If that's the case, okay. But if this is all to save a little bit of money and to make Gleyber Torres happy, I don't want to fucking hear about it. I don't care. I don't want to end up with Trevor Story because, you know, Gleyber, if that's going to be a thing where they sign Trevor Story for 2 years and they go, all right, and then we got Jonathan Volpe or Anthony Volpe coming up in two more years and he'll be ready and we didn't spend, you know, 10 years on Corey Seager that we didn't have to. But if you look at it, Corey Seager's the right fit. He's a lefty. You know, good defensive player, has pop. So I hope, again, the Yankees know what they're doing. I believe in Brian Cashman. This is not a Dave Gettleman situation. I truly believe this guy. And if this is all for Carlos Correa, if it takes time to massage, Aaron Judge and takes time for, you know, maybe other people in the organization to swallow their pride and go, maybe we can win a championship with this guy. We definitely could. He's probably the most talented out of the entire crew. If that's what they want to do, because that guy's a guy you can move to third base in 2 years when Volpe's ready. Then you got a third baseman. So if you want to sign him to a 10-year deal, I know I said the exact opposite a month ago. If that's what this is for, okay. But until I hear more or I understand more of what's going on, because they're radio silent now. And again, I don't want to be the Mets or the Rangers or any of these fucking teams that are just throwing money out there willy-nilly, but there has to be some. I'm a little disappointed that nothing's happened besides us cutting players, which I'm happy about. The Frazier project has not worked. That core four that they talked about, that new core four of Andujar, Frazier, and the two other guys, it's like none of them panned out. Judge panned out. It's like the other guys have not. So it's, you know, Gleyber Torres, Andujar, Frazier, and Judge. It's like only one of them's panned out. The rest of them have had hit and miss seasons. Now Frazier's on the Cubs, and he'll probably have an MVP season next year. But for right now, it's like, I don't know. But what did you guys think of all the signings?
A lot of money. You're right.
Well, Yeah, Jesus Christ, the players complaining about not getting good deals from these owners and causing this lockout. It's like, how much guaranteed money do you need? Because half the guys who are on guaranteed contracts aren't playing. They're either hurt or they're just like not showing up to work. So it's crazy the amount of money that the players are making. And I'm not sympathizing with the owners either. They're crying like they're broke. They're fucking not broke, obviously, if they're shelling out $325 million contracts left and right. But I think they all just need to shut the fuck up and play baseball.
But it's not going to happen. They're done.
No.
It's done till and this will be a thing that there's no reason. Everyone will drag their feet till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So we might see
February 13th.
February 13th sounds correct. So we might see the spring training start late and the season start late and everything get pushed.
And you know how well that does with everyone's schedules and injuries and all that shit. So it's not going to help anyone.
We're talking about the one league that is like hurting for ratings, and they're doing this to themselves now. This is self-inflicted, where all the focus now goes back to football and basketball and hockey, and baseball is going to be forgotten about.
They had 2 or 3 days of just, stealing the headlines with these massive contracts, but now it's going to be radio silence. And I don't know what can be done. I don't know, are you allowed, if you were working on a trade, if you were Billy Beane and Brian Cashman working on a Matt Olson to the Yankees trade, can you continue to work on that? Are you allowed to do stuff or is it no baseball related operations?
No baseball related operations whatsoever. And I heard that they met yesterday before the deadline. They met for 7 minutes and then we're not doing it.
There has to be some major sticking points. I'm not exactly sure what most of them are. But again, I don't think this is going to be a situation where there'll be a lockout and they'll bring, this isn't 95 or 94.
Season's going to happen, but this really hurts the brand. If they're trying to bring in new fans and create buzz and excitement for baseball, which, I mean, ratings are down, attendance is down, this doesn't help.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's like if you're a Yankees, look, I'm not saying Carlos Correa is going to sign, get any more people getting, season tickets to the Yankees. But if that's the plan and having him be a Yankee, you're missing out on 3 or 4 months of putting his face on posters in the city and this and that. And, it's like all these things that, and think about it. If you are if you're Carlos Correa, right, you're missing out on 4 months probably of marketing. Cause you can't do baseball stuff, but you don't think that Corey Seager's already talking to car dealerships and local places in Texas. Already, they're already, talking to his agent about, hey, we'd love him to be the fucking, the face of whatever,
Yeah.
Dallas Honda, whatever the fuck it is.
Mattress Mack's going to bring him over.
Exactly. So there are opportunities that are being missed out on because these guys don't know where they're going to be. Again, that's high fucking, society problems. But I'm going to miss hearing about what's going on and what could be happening. I don't know what the major sticking point. I'm sure it's money and I'm sure it's revenue sharing and all that stuff.
It's 100% that.
But I mean, as far as what you get guarantee wise, I think that baseball or basketball are arguably 1 and 1A as far as what, the players getting the most of and getting guaranteed contracts and getting, the entire thing guaranteed. It's like they have probably they've gone the furthest in negotiations with their unions. So I don't know what they're looking for, but I mean, I just hope that it all gets settled, and I'm sure it will, because I don't think anybody, especially after avoiding missing a whole season with COVID, that anybody wants to walk into fucking missing a whole season, voluntarily. So we'll see. But let's talk. Let's turn to you now. Let's turn to you two, and what you think of this week. I mean, this is a big week for you. This is probably...
It's a big week, yeah. It's not a make or break week, but it's definitely a big week, and it gives you a huge advantage if you win.
Yeah, but it's not make or break. It's definitely not make... It's not break. 100% break.
But it is not break.
It's make or shattered. Let's say that. If you lose this game, you will now be probably 2 games behind, right? You'll be 2 games behind.
Game and a half.
Game and a half,
technically.
Right? Okay. assuming that they win that other game, that's the game that you haven't had to buy yet, that right, they win that game, there'll be two games, and with one game to play against them, that means you can't even, you don't even hold your, you'll need help.
Yeah.
This is a must win for you guys.
Well, I mean, every game at this point of the season is a must win, but this won't kill their chances if they lose. That being said, the Patriots have had a nice run against very bad teams. And then last week against Tennessee, which had no one on offense, Tannehill doesn't even know the names of his receivers or his running backs. So they've had a very favorable schedule for the last month and a half. And now they're going to Buffalo Monday Night Football with a full stadium. The atmosphere is going to be great. And we're going to see like either Buffalo, who is far more talented on both sides of the ball, pan out, or we're going to say next week, Bill Belichick is officially, not that he already isn't, the greatest coach of all time, because he's taken a mediocre team. He has a very good defense.
That defense.
He has a mediocre offense at best. Mediocre offense.
They can run the ball. They can run the ball. That's what I'm worried about for you guys. They could, if Bill Belichick decides to turn this into a run it down your throat game, that could be problems. That could be big time problems for you guys because their defense is good.
Yeah, but
we can stack the box. We can stack the box and let's force Mac Jones to actually throw the ball farther than 10 yards.
And they've got two linemen, one D lineman, one O lineman coming back from COVID-19.
One of the
D linemen, yeah, Star Latua. He's like, you know, a run stuffing defensive tackle. So,
our offensive line is fully healthy for the first time since week four.
Look, I'm not saying you guys can't win the game. I hope that you know the severity of the, you know.
Yeah, we understand. And we really want to win. Yeah. We've watched the Patriots kick the shit out of the Bills for a long time. And this is finally like, stick their foot on their throat and take over this division with Josh Allen for the next 10 years. Mac Jones hasn't done much of anything. He hasn't had to. So the hope is Buffalo gets the ball first. They ram it down their throats. And then Mac Jones actually has to play football.
He can play football, dude. And he's got good decision. He's probably the quickest decision-making rookie quarterback. Even I would say he's almost quicker than Justin Herbert at this point. And he's not even a rookie.
Come on.
That's my fear too, Steve. Brent and I have this text thread going where I'm just worried that Mac Jones is very good. He reminds me of a young Tom Brady.
Yes.
Here's his passing chart. Look at all the red and yellow on passes that are farther than 4 yards.
That's okay.
It's okay. He hasn't played a defense yet. It's been so long, and now their schedule gets very difficult, Steve. I'm not saying that he's horrendous. It's just there's people that are saying he should be considered for the MVP award, and it's like he hasn't played anybody. He hasn't done anything. The guy's thrown for 250 yards only like three times this year.
So, but what my point is, you're assuming that the Bills are 100% going to show up.
Oh, the Bills are showing up.
Dude, this is a game that you should be most worried about. They have three times this year completely not gotten off the plane or out of their house. Am I right or am I wrong? Are there
You're
three
not
games
wrong.
You should not have
You're
lost?
You're not wrong, but we were also missing key players, and all those guys are back.
How many games do you think Bill Belichick, when they got off the plane, they weren't ready to play or they didn't look like they were ready to play? That is my point. That is what you should be most worried about. You will know. I know that the Patriots will be ready to play that football game. Will the Bills be ready to play? That would be my concern.
Yes.
Am I prepared?
Yes.
Monday Night Football in Buffalo. Josh Allen plays great in prime time with the spotlight on him.
Yes.
They'll do fine.
Do you want to watch this game with our Patreon members?
Oh yeah, we can.
we can watch the first half, right?
Yeah, I have total confidence.
I think the last time I watched a Bills game with you guys, it didn't go so well. It was that playoff game where Josh Allen took two sacks in a row for -75 yards.
Let's not forget that we had a ref in a red shirt come out, and that was, or a black shirt or whatever it was. And that was the first time anyone had ever seen that before. There was some sketchy stuff. I mean, we had a touchdown taken away.
All right. You want to relive the past? I'm not interested in doing that.
I'm still upset about it.
Yeah.
But all credit does go to Bill Belichick.
What is the line?
I think he is the, it's only -3 Buffalo home favorite -3. But I mean, the guy has totally changed his entire philosophy.
Buffalo's favored -3.
Yeah. They're at home. Home team usually gets.
Don't do it.
England plus the three. Sorry. Guys, I'm taking New England +3, and I'll tell you why. Because that's a way we can both win. You guys can win and by a point, and then we everybody wins. But I'll tell you right now, this game is closer than 3 points. Mm. You what?
I would do a side bet with you on that.
Why side? Why not just make it a real bet, like a fucking bet? You know, like
if you're taking that as part of our parlay, then you and I.
Oh, because now,
that's what I'm
first
saying.
Of all, we won last week. Am I correct? We did take the Bills. They did win for us.
I believe so.
Washington ended up pulling it out for us. Yes, we won. If my calculations are correct.
I got to find, where's my history?
Washington won by 4. The Bills won by 15 or whatever. And the other one was,
hang on. I'm pulling it up. I don't remember.
No, we won.
We did win. There's money in the account.
Yeah. I can't remember the third game, but we definitely won.
Where is it?
Hell yeah, dude.
This is good podcasting.
Well, shit. Had I known. God damn it.
Yeah. Would he bought a mink coat? What have you done with that money?
No.
$350 mink coat? How was everyone's Thanksgivings, by the way? Did you guys have good Thanksgivings?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bills won. That was
you had to be glued to the TV at the end.
We were supposed to go to Cassie's family's for Thanksgiving with about 15 people, but her dad wasn't feeling well, non-COVID related, and he's fine now.
All right.
So we didn't. I made mashed potatoes for 15 people, so I've been eating mashed potatoes every day for the last week, and I feel like mashed potatoes.
Dude, did you eat any turkey though, or did you just eat mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving? You just ate mashed potatoes.
No, we got a. What did we have? I got salami. So we found out late Wednesday night. Yeah. So I went to a Ralph's and I got some wine and cheese and salami, and we had that while we watched the football game. I don't even remember what we had for dinner, but we got a Costco rotisserie chicken the next day.
Hell yeah, dude! That's
so it was Costco kind of
meat related. Yeah. I smoked a turkey, dude. It came out so fucking good.
Saw your stories. Looked really good.
Oh my God, dude. With the little pink smoke ring around the inside of it. And I tussled it tight. I got the skin right by the ass and the legs. You can separate the skin from the actual meat, right? So I took my butter. I made a butter and I just slid it into under the skin, right? All onto the meat. And then I tied it together when I bound it up with the legs, and so I almost like cased in the skin again so that all that butter stayed inside. Threw that on the fucking smoker for the first hour and a half, 250 super smoke. Let it really marinate in that smoke. Get the internal temperature to 110. Then I pumped it up to 350. Took me in about another 3 hours. So total 4 hours, 50 minutes, but it was fucking awesome. It was the best turkey I've ever had. Better than the skin was awesome. Cause when you deep fry it, which is the second best I've had it, you don't get the skin. But this, you get the skin, you get everything. So that's the way to go from now on, the smoker. But I couldn't get they make these turkey pellets, these Traeger turkey pellets, but apparently they only come out at certain times of the year and they only make a certain amount of them. So you got to suck a dick to get these pellets. I tried to get some two nights before Thanksgiving. People were laughed at me. They're like, no fucking way. I got these in July. I was like, all right, well, I got to get.
Yeah, you
got to
get them tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to get them for next year, put them in the back. But yeah, it was awesome. Really, really good. Good family. A lot of laughs.
It was Baltimore -4, by the way.
Yes. And they barely covered, right?
Yeah, that was a shitty game.
Yeah. What the fuck with them too? They're everyone's Jekyll and Hyde this year. That's what I'm saying.
This happened.
The only
this
team
happened
that's not
year,
Jekyll
though,
and Hyde are the Patriots. They had a little Jekyll and Hyde in the beginning because they had a rookie quarterback, but now they
look
are
at
all
who they played.
They play professional football teams. You lost to Jacksonville. Please stop talking about this.
Jacksonville's good.
Come on.
Play to win the game.
Yeah, no, that was that. Yeah,
their schedule gets very tough now. The last five games of the season, it's not an easy schedule. It was before. Now it's difficult.
I want to see the Patriots schedule. Pull it up for me, please, someone.
All right.
I want to see what you think is so tough going on here. I mean, I know they got the Jets at least one more time. You don't think they're fucking going to beat the Jets? You don't think they're going to beat the Dolphins?
It's a pretty, yeah, they got to play the, I mean, it's a hard schedule, but it's not.
That Patriots Colts game, that's going to be a great game. You got, they're going to beat, well.
Oh, that's a Saturday game.
Yeah.
So you got you guys this week, then you have the Colts the week after. That's back-to-back tough fucking, you know, tough games, and then
but with a bye week in between.
The bye week in between, then you got the you guys again, and then they'll win the last two games.
We'll see. They always struggle down in Miami.
Please, if there's something on the line, they'll take care of business. Miami, I mean, another team. It's like, what the fuck? So, I was looking at where are the lines for this week? Did you have anything that popped out to you guys? Because I didn't really look.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad that we did this on Thursday instead of yesterday.
Why?
So
got arrested last night.
No. Alvin Kamara is out tonight, as well as their left tackle and right tackle. And the Cowboys are only -6. So, and you have Taysom Hill starting for the first time since last year. So you're gonna give me 6 points and say the Cowboys aren't going to win. And they're fully healthy for the first time since week one on offense.
Oh, so I know the Saints. Amari Cooper's playing.
He's expected to.
No, he's unvaccinated, so he's got to sit out until he gets two negative tests.
He's been.
Can you believe this is what we have to talk about?
He's missed 2 weeks, Steve.
He's unvaccinated.
So he traveled with the team, and I believe he's tested negative.
I thought he had to do one more.
Well, every day they have to test negative anyway. Everybody gets tested, but I think he's good to go. Let me pull that up.
By the way, have you seen Jerry Jones? He said a couple days ago on Texas radio, he said everyone on the Cowboys has been vaccinated or have had COVID-19 already. So,
yeah, the only concern is so Amari Cooper's listed as questionable. He's been limited in practice. So maybe he doesn't play, but he was activated from the COVID-19 list, which suggests that he will play.
Also, doesn't Mike McCarthy have COVID-19?
Yeah, so the only concern...
Well, that's probably the best thing that happened to the Cowboys all year.
Yeah, but the only concern on the Cowboys side is they're missing McCarthy, they're missing their offensive line coach, 3 strength and conditioning coaches, and that means Dan Quinn is going to be on the sideline instead of in the booth, calling timeouts and doing challenges and making decisions, but I think they're fine, and that's a slam dunk. You know, we saw what New Orleans offense looked like last week against the Bills. And now you got to play the Cowboys, and they're fully healthy, and they are in must-win mode. I think they're going to kick the shit out of them.
Some reason the Taysom Hill thing kind of makes me feel like they're going to like he has something to prove.
Yeah, he does. But
this
he's
is
not going to
my
have,
team going forward. That I want to be the starting quarterback. I know he doesn't have the weapons that he needs.
Interior
to do
lineman.
It.
Yeah, it's not even about the weapons. He's missing his interior lineman.
Yeah,
on both sides. I mean, that's what got it for me. It wasn't, you know, if it was Simeon starting.
What happened to next man up? What doesn't that count for them?
Because this is a little different.
Oh, really? Why? Because now you want
you're talking you about. Feeling? No. Look. The Bills rotate guys in and out anyway on defense. You do that. I know you do that on offense as well. Yeah, it's a huge step down from Tre'Davious White, but there's a reason why these linemen aren't starting. And now you got a quarterback who hasn't started in over a year, and he's going to come in all, you know, ready to go, but he's going to make mistakes.
All right. Hey, man, I'm watching this game in 4K tonight. I'm very excited about that. So, you know, as long as you got a feeling, Brenton, I trust your little gut and your little feeling. And if you think the fucking Cowboys are going to show up,
it's filled with mashed potatoes.
I mean, that's
I think the Cowboys are going to show up.
I think your brain might be filled with mashed potato. I mean, you're right. If they do show up, they should spank the shit out of the fucking Saints. But they haven't recently, and that's my cause of concern. But they're not on a good run. They look like they're going to give this division away, honestly. And you know who's going to take it?
Yeah. Look at Philly and Washington.
Philly?
The Giants?
We beat the fucking Philadelphia Eagles this week, you cocksucker. What are you talking about, Philly?
They're still in position, Steve.
We shut them out in the first half. Jalen Hurts and all. They had all their fucking weapons. Aguilar, that guy can't catch a fucking... He couldn't catch Omicron COVID-19. He couldn't catch...
You're talking about Rieger?
Aguilar, whatever that fucking... I feel bad. Jalen Hurts threw a couple dimes to him, and he just literally went right through his fucking hands. He's not a good receiver. If that's their guy, they're fucked. They got to figure out what the hell...
Oh, their guy's Devonta Smith. And then Dallas Goedert. Rieger's just an accessory.
Well, poor Rieger's always going to be known as the guy drafted right before Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks too. They did not impress me. The Giants looked decent, not great. Although I know Daniel Jones is apparently he's fucked. His head is blown up. I don't know what happened to him. But we'll see.
Next man up.
Next man up. That's right.
I don't Mike even know Glennon, baby. It's Glennon, Mike Glennon season.
Glennon, who's probably been in touch with fucking John Gruden. John Gruden's a big Glennon fan. He's probably been keeping in touch with him. So, yeah. I mean, look, who are the Giants playing this week? I forget. We have a good team, I think, this week.
You got the Dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Dolphins. That's right. And we are plus +4. And
I got +3.5. Yeah. I got plus three and a half on BetDSI right now.
I'm on BetDSI, too. I'll refresh it if you want me to.
Yeah, give me that half point, unless the line's changed on me.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I want that +4. I'll take +3.5, too. We're going to win this game. We're going to win this game.
Tua looks like he's getting it together. Is this...
Fuck Tua. Fuck
Come
him.
On.
We fucked up Jalen Hurts last week. What? We're going to fuck up another
what
Alabama
with
quarterback,
your love
Tua.
In quarterbacks who can't throw more than 7
no, I'm
yards
kidding.
Down
Tua,
the field.
Tua sucks, but I do think Mac Jones is good.
Oh, God.
Tua will suck.
Until Mac Jones shows me something, he just hasn't done. He hasn't had to do anything.
You are bulletin material right now. Until he shows me something, they've won 6 games in a row. What do they have to show you?
Beat the Bills on Monday.
Don't beat the Bills on Monday.
You. I mean, if that's what you want. Oh, dude, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait till it's 17-3 at halftime, and it's so awkward. We can't even get off the fucking Patreon. Thing I'm going to be laughing my ass off. It's if you showed me a little bit of panic right now, I would lay off you a little bit. But
we don't panic, Steve. We believe.
All right, you can believe, but again,
sidebar. Yeah. So Tre'Davious White out for the season. Fans donated over $100,000. Bills Mafia donated $100,000 to his hometown's his charities. Food kitchen. So kudos to Bills Mafia. Once again, showing they are the best fan base in football.
I mean, maybe that's cool. I'm glad they did that. That's nice. Why? Because he tore his ACL.
Yeah. Just to show their love and support for him.
Yeah, that's really nice. And I hope that I can't wait till that city gets a championship. I really, really do.
It's happening this year, Steve.
I told you that I was on your bandwagon at the very
look.
Very
the Rams beginning. Are not. The Rams are
Hold
not.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Yeah, the Rams aren't good. I would have made money on DraftKings had I just swapped Stafford for Rodgers. Same game, similar lineup.
Mm.
You know,
was it the fact that his toe was hurt?
Yes. I mean, and he was. You know, filling out salary cap too. I had an extra couple hundred. Is Stafford not good? Does he suck? Is he the reason the Lions weren't good for a decade and now he leaves and everybody says, oh, it was the Lions and not him? It just seems bullshit.
Who? No, I think it's a little
Stafford.
Bit. Stafford.
Oh.
Stafford, because, you know, people will argue that he never had weapons in Detroit, but it's like, hey, he had Megatron for 10 years, maybe the greatest
Barry Sanders
physically to ever play. He didn't play with Barry Sanders. That was before his time. Yeah. But, you know, he had some talent, and they just couldn't ever win. And he
would make
mistakes,
too.
Which he's doing now. Yeah, they did. But he's making mistakes in L.A. that he was making in Detroit. It's not like he learned anything.
The question for you all, though, everybody says he's so tough. And, you know, they used to say the same thing about
that. Steve. He is.
But when does tough become injury prone?
Yeah.
He plays through it. That's the thing. He is sure if he is injury prone, he plays through it often.
Yeah. Like now he's like, oh, so he gets banged up in the first quarter and now he's 70% of what a normal Matthew Stafford is. Isn't the greatest quarterback in the world. Plus we should have known he's going up against the Bears. This isn't a new thing for them. The Bears have been looking at this guy for the last 10 years, twice a year. So they know what the fuck they're getting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you watch the Rams and Packers, it wasn't really on Stafford. They were just getting killed on both sides of the ball on the line. The Packers owned them physically.
Yeah, they just dominated them. Apparently, they're a three wide receiver offense. And
Beckham got hurt. He was walking off the field after every other play.
So it's like they need to spread things out three wide across. And I think without doing that, they become a very one-dimensional offense. So I think until they get that straightened out and get healthy on that front, they're going to have problems. And, you know,
and they might be without Henderson. He's got a quad strain. So they're going to have to go to Sony Michel, and Beckham's still questionable. So.
Well, Sony Michel would be great. Cause I'm having running back problems this weekend. So I need to fucking,
it might be his week.
Well, I need it. I need it badly. All right, so let's see what else we got. So you really believe you got Dallas for sure? Because I want to win again. Let's win two in a row, for God's sakes.
I like Dallas.
I told you Washington was going to beat fucking Seattle. I fucking told you.
That was a joke of a game.
Yes, and it was a terrible game.
Seattle's coaching. I mean, what the fuck? Did you watch it? Like, if you watch,
we're seeing the end, dude. We're watching the end of Pete Carroll and Russell.
But the
Wilson
middle together. Of the field was wide open the entire game, and they're not running crossing routes. Like, just dump it to Metcalf over the middle and let him take off, or Russell just run up the middle. The D linemen were lined up way outside, and there was just nothing there for 3.5 quarters. And then they finally, like the drive before the final drive. Wilson takes off for a 16-yard quarterback sneak, and then they finally started exploiting it on that last drive where they were moving down the field. But for 3.5 quarters, it's like, what the fuck were you guys looking at?
They were just
giving it to you.
I didn't get it at all.
And you don't target Metcalf until the third quarter?
Well, he's probably arguably the best wide receiver physically in the league. I don't understand why they don't just fucking throw the ball to him every time.
Well, even if you can't do that, put him in the backfield and just give him the ball.
I watched the Hard Knocks from last night, and it seemed like the Colts tried to do the same thing where they try to outthink things. They go, all right, well, we can't run, so we'll start to pass the ball. But they went with too long passing the ball. And then, you know, Carson Wentz isn't, you know, he starts to make some poor decisions. I mean, that one he threw up to a fucking double coverage. It's like, what were you thinking there?
Yeah, and what happened on the last drive of the game when they had the ball, Steve?
And then they handed the ball to Jonathan Taylor, you know, four or five times, and he scored a touchdown. So it's like they went back to that too late. Too late. I think if you asked Frank Reich, he probably would have said, I should have gone. And homeboy, what's his name? Zach Quinton or whatever was like, hey, next time, let's run the fucking ball, dude. Run it down their throats with the best player in the league.
Yeah.
When you get the best player in the league, you let the best players do it. And if they fuck up, what are we going to say? Oh, shit. You know, DK Metcalf fucked. Oh yeah. Okay. We'll put it on him. He's the best player on the team.
Yeah. I fucking hate it. Just seems like we're in an era where coaches are trying to be the smartest guy and they're trying to get bonus points for doing, like, Sean McVay is the most guilty of this. And it's like, just understand what your strength is and just do that. And if it doesn't work, you lost to a better team.
Don't let the players fuck it up.
Exactly. But it's like they try to redefine their identities every single week based on who they're playing. And it's like, no, just play to your strengths. This is a very simple game.
Everybody wants to be a genius, dude.
Yeah, if you execute, you're going to win.
Everybody wants to be a genius. All right. Well, I got the fucking Giants. I'm telling you right now.
You got a feeling?
Let's ride that cunt home. We got it.
Where is
we're
that
taking it to him.
Okay, so I got 3.5, but I can buy you that fourth. I can buy you that.
I mean, let me refresh and see where I am right now. No, I'm still at 4, dude. I just hit 4.
Are you in the sports book or the retro book? Sports book too.
I mean, all right, take 3.5, but if they lose. All right.
Let me go in the retro book and see if I'm getting a better odd there. Because for whatever reason, I'll say it again. I cannot wait until California gets their shit together and legalizes this stuff so I can just do this on DraftKings, because this, I hate using BetTSI. And they are not a sponsor of the show.
I'm trying to see the other game that jumped out at me.
Okay, yeah. So literally, I'm in their sports book. It's 3.5.
All right.
I go to their retro book. It's 4.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I kind of want to take the Patriots +3.
Oh, I knew it. I got a second. I was going to say, let's
I
do
have
it.
Them at,
I'm not
going to
do
have
it.
I have them at 2.5.
I'm not doing it. I want to.
Oh, I got 2.5 too. Yeah.
Yeah, shit. I would buy that extra half point.
Is that what you want to do?
No. I'm looking at this Denver KC
game.
The
Cowboys, we've waited too long. It's now -6.5.
No.
All right, let's stop talking. Just put the bets in.
Okay.
My back's tightening up too.
So other games that are popping.
What do you have for the line in the Denver KC game? Because I kind of want to take Denver if it's +9.
I thought I got 9.5.
I have 9.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of want to take that.
Okay.
Perfect. I like that too.
I like that.
I like Denver too. I don't think Kansas City's going to come back and get their shit together. And I think Denver, Judy's good, dude. Judy's good. Throw the ball.
Judy's good.
To Judy.
No. Listen, Judy is fine. He hasn't really had to do much. Just give the ball to Javonte Williams.
Yeah. Brenton sold me on Javonte Williams. He's the best running back I've seen.
Jesus Christ. That guy, you can't tackle him. And he officially has the record for the most rushing yards in a season, and we're only in week 13 for a running back who has not started a single game. So if Melvin Gordon gets hurt, my God, I mean, that guy's going to be, you know, a top three running back.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. The matchups, he's played good defenses, still just runs all over him. And they give him the ball 12 times and he gets 100 yards.
I was telling Breton, I'm very thankful the Broncos don't have a young quarterback to develop, because they have everything else, I feel,
yeah,
in place.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Rodgers, or even maybe Russell Wilson, he's probably not going to stay next year.
He's done. That's a
so
project.
He might go to Denver, and he's still, you know, he's younger than Rodgers. He's still got a few good years left in him.
I'll tell you, the Seahawks should have traded him to the Bears this last offseason when he could have gotten 2 first round picks.
Yeah.
I
look at the Giants. I got 6 and 7 sitting there right now. It'd be 6th and the 7th pick. I go, oh.
Okay. So we have Dallas -6.5. We have the Giants +4, and we have the Broncos +9.5. Do we want to add anything else?
Not the
Patriots. I like the bet. I just can't root against my team.
Yeah, you don't want to hedge your heart. I don't like the Patriots, by the way. I will go that on record and say that the Bills are winning this game by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't like the line if it's 2.5. I like the line if it's 3.
But you got the Rams. You could take the Rams on the money line at home playing Jacksonville.
That could fuck us. I wouldn't do it.
They're so frustrated, and they're going to take all that out on Jacksonville.
All right, let's take them.
What about the Colts? You think they have enough in them to win by 10 or 11 over the Texans? Texans were decent for a while last week.
Yeah, they should, but that's another one where it's like, why not just take it on the money line if we're going to build a big parlay again?
Money line that bitch up, even though we probably won't get too much for it, but...
And then can the Falcons cover 11.5 at home against the Buccaneers?
I mean, they always, division, it's like, why
but
not?
This is actually what I was looking at. In that game, the over-under is 50.5, and I don't think the Falcons have anyone on offense to generate, you know, 2 touchdowns, let alone enough to have the game cover 50.5.
How's their tight end doing?
Patterson.
Kyle Pitts has done not much.
Yeah.
I mean, the hype was he was going to come in and he was going to be Travis Kelce right away. Yeah. And it's going to take him a couple of years at least to develop. He's going to be that guy, but it's going to take him a little bit. And then it doesn't help that, you know, Calvin Ridley just decides to stop playing and guys get hurt. So he's the guy that defenses are scheming against. I think Cordell Patterson's going to be back this week, which will help. But I mean, if you're a rookie tight end and you're getting double covered, you're not going to do much.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Tough, especially when everyone, all the hype about you coming in is you're going to be the game-changing fucking player. Everyone wants to load up on you. All right, so then let's lock in what we got here. Let's figure out what we have.
Okay, so we got Dallas -6.5. We have the Colts on the money line. We have the Giants +4. We have the Rams on the money line and the Broncos covering 9.5. Do you want to buy a half point and get it up to 10? Just get off the hook?
Okay,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
That way it's at least a push then.
So that will get us.
I'll guess 430.
I'm going to say 550.
$416.67.
Nice. All right. Hey, man.
Lock it in. That's a nice little payday.
Lincoln Riley. Back? Lincoln,
are you done, by the way?
What?
You're laying down on a beanbag chair.
I am.
For anyone not watching, he's just kind of collapsed.
You can still see me.
Yeah, you look comfortable as hell. I'm jealous.
What do you guys think about Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly moving teams? And I mean,
Lincoln Riley's contract is the most fucking ridiculous thing ever. And people that are saying we shouldn't cancel student loan debt and tuition should be this high are out of their minds, because they're going to be kids paying for his contract going there for the next 30 years.
Dude,
did you see some of the stipulations?
On both of his houses, they gave $500,000 over asking on both of his houses just to clear him another $1 million.
And he gets a private jet whenever he wants it. Like, why does he need that? He's coaching a football team.
He has to recruit. You got to get to Louisiana somehow. You can't just fly Southwest.
Look, the school isn't paying him. It's the students that are going there that will be paying him, and it's bullshit.
Those big cunt donors, dude, they're the ones that come out of the pockets with all the money when they really need it.
And how do they make that money? They overcharge
Louisiana State University has enough money to make not only Brian Kelly probably the highest paid coach in fucking football, but they wanted to bring over the defensive coordinator and make him the highest paid defensive coordinator in fucking football. I mean, they went fucking gangster on Notre Dame. Yeah. They were like, I'm leaving and I'm taking the whole fucking squad with me. Look, if he wasn't there for 18 years,
defensive coordinator, isn't he now?
Now he's going to be the coach. Yeah. And if I'm him too, I go, yeah, I'd rather go over there and be the coach of Notre Dame too.
And, but
the
problem and that is was shitty win. On Brian Kelly's part.
Everything
just said, hey, I'm out and left.
4.5 minute speech, which if you know, you were a player and you got there a second late and you had to take a shit, you'd miss the whole
7 a.m. too.
7 o'clock in the morning. Well, you had to get a private plane down to fucking Louisiana by 9 to go suck cock. Yeah, I mean, it's the donors, dude. Yeah. Literally, the donors get together. And I'm hearing all this only because Orgeron can't keep his cock to himself.
Oh, and he's not coaching in the bowl game. He said he's going on vacation with his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he's probably not persona non grata. Nobody really wants him there. I mean, how do you tell Notre Dame now? Who's coaching? Like, who there? Could they go to the playoffs or they're done? I mean, they're out now, but it's like,
that's the part of the reason why Brian Kelly probably left is because they're not in a conference. They don't play in a conference championship and they're not going to be able to move up in the standings. So they're basically waiting to hear what, you know, above average bowl game they get to go to. They're not making the playoffs. You're not just going to jump people that are winning conference championships.
Kind of, but you know, you also have a one loss team and it is Alabama up in the top, but you know, why is it like Notre Dame's considered weaker now because why? Their coach is gone? Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is.
They will play one less game than everybody else that's at the top and they can't move up.
It sucks. I feel bad for the players.
They do it to themselves. Join a conference.
And as long as
conference, like, run the table and win your conference championship, you'll be in every year.
I wonder if Lincoln Riley takes some of those quarterbacks he has, like Spencer Rattler, with him over to UCLA or USC. Both coaches now are named Kelly in Los Angeles.
Oh,
got Brian and Chip Kelly. We have the Kelly Bowl next year. USC, UCLA. Tiger Woods. What?
Oh, I was going to say one more college football note. You know, the Big Ten championship game it'll come against Lucas Hurls.
Oh, you might be the worst two-loss team in the history of college football. Like the worst 10-win team ever.
Iowa?
Your offense is so
bad. They don't have an offense yet.
They are so bad. The defense is good, but the offense is just one of the worst Big Ten offenses I've ever seen.
But
are you a Michigan fan, Brenton?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were Ohio State.
No. No, my dad had he went to school around there and he had season tickets for a long time. I used to go a lot.
I'm happy for John Harbaugh. I watched that whole game and
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim. All the Harbaughs. But
I mean, John Harbaugh had a great week too.
Yeah, they won. They covered for us. They made us money. But I'm happy that, you know, 10 years in a row losing sucks, but the way that they really it wasn't like Ohio State handed them the game. They handily beat them. They really beat them physically on both sides of the ball. It was really a one-sided game for most of the game. That being said, I think that, I mean, I don't think they win the national championship. Do you?
No, it'll be Georgia or Alabama, most likely, as it always is.
I hope they do, though. I mean,
but I will say Lincoln Riley going to USC kind of legitimizes the Pac, whatever they are, 10, 12. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Pac,
because
31.
I mean, think about it, without Oregon, who's, you know, always around because they're good and they're, you know, they have the Nike and everything. So without them, it's like, who would even, you know, there's not even like a quarterback in Hawaii that you care about. Like, remember the years they had like Marcus Mariota or whatever. It's like, there's not that. I don't even know, you know, half the players on, I don't know the quarterbacks of UCLA or USC. Those used to be like household names. I could tell you, like, you know, Carson Palmer to fucking, to what's his name? The other fucking, the one that went on to the, whatever, you know, who I'm fucking.
Darnold.
Darnold.
Josh Rosen.
The one that looks like
talking
me.
About Sam, yeah. Sam Darnold.
Fucking Sam Darnold. The idiot. Remember we're going to crown him the new fucking king of Carolina?
Hey, it looked good for like 3 weeks.
I love how in the Jets land too, it's an open tryout now for quarterback. I'm going to go try out for the Jets quarterback if I get this back.
Well, Joe Flacco right now is probably better for the team, but they're going to start Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson should start, dude. Unless it's, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to win something? Nothing. You just let him start.
Yeah. Get him the reps.
Get him the reps. Speaking of reps and backs, Tiger Woods made his first public statement since the whole crash, came back. His golf tournament is happening this weekend in the Bahamas. It's a very limited field, but it is a great field. You got a lot of the top players in the world. Koepka's there. DeChambeau's there. Oh, I watched that match too. There was another boring match that they have to Thanksgiving. DeChambeau Koepka was like a waste of time. DeChambeau kept trying to like start shit and they picked the wrong. I know there's a beef there, but Koepka's like watching paint dry. He just wanted to beat the guy up and just not say anything. And he did. And it was like, they only played nine holes because he beat him by the time they played nine holes. So little boring to watch. Anyway, they're both playing in this tournament this weekend, but it was nice to see, first of all, Tiger Woods swing a golf club again. And, you know, his comments I like the way it's not like, well, we'll see what happens. He's got a very, I think, a connected mindset to what is realistically capable of, you know what I'm saying? At this point, I don't think he's like, I can go out there and still compete with the best of them. But he knows now, he's like, I can play in a few tournaments here or there. It's never going to be the same. But the fact that he's not completely ruling out, like, I'm never picking up a club or I'm never going to compete again in that level, he hasn't ruled that out. That makes me happy. I'm not, I know that we'll never see him hoist up a fucking, you know, a club again at the Masters and put on a green jacket probably, but you know, to see him play a couple more times would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Really wonderful. So as a person that's staring down the same back injuries as he had and to overcome them like we have is remarkable. I sent you that article about that teacher that's giving up teaching to go. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me, guys. And it will happen.
Steve Ranazzisi resigns from playing Dr. Grins to go chase his dream.
Yep. Dr. Grins was fun, though. I would go back and play Dr. Grins again. But no reason I can't wrap it around a PGA Championship tour stop in you know, Grand Rapids, Michigan. How many other fucking senior players will go out there and shoot a 65 and then go out and make 200 people laugh at night? Give me a fucking break. I'm one of a kind. Speaking of that, I'll be at the Stand in New York City next Tuesday. Two shows, one at 8:30 and 10:30, two spots. I don't know who else on the show. I think Shafir is doing the show too. Joe List, I think, is on the show. And then, the next two Tuesdays I'll be there. And then New Year's weekend, I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana at their new comedy club. And I don't even know. I think it's called the Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Do you guys have any dates you want to plug?
Well, I got some breaking news from the Sabres front. We just traded future considerations to the Blackhawks for Malcolm Subban. So we might have a starting goalie finally.
Look at that. Look at that. And most hockey teams do have starting goalies. So that's good.
We finally have one.
You guys will be like the rest of the league and have a good starting goalie. That's nice.
Only 20 games in. So it's all
Why not? Could be the Islanders playing their first games at home and then they go get COVID. That's been a disaster. The Rangers have been playing well too. I watched them last night. Anyway, dates as far as you guys stand up wise or no?
I'll be around LA.
All right, cool.
Yeah, same.
Nice.
All
right. Well, I think we've done well. If you listened to us last week, you probably made some money, and you'll probably make some money again this week because I feel good about our shit. Let's go Giants.
I hate that I had to cheer for the Cowboys tonight, but I'll be cheering hard for the Cowboys.
Does LeBron have COVID?
No.
No, he has something else going on with him. Him and Davis are just never going to be fully healthy together ever. Like the Lakers are done until they just rebuild.
Yeah, they really, I mean, they went too old. They should have learned. Remember the year they had like Karl Malone and fucking, they had like a 1997 unbelievable, like all NBA team was their start. Like Shaq, Karl Malone, it was nuts.
Yeah.
And they all just fell apart. They all died. Sorry, guys. They're all dead. That is the podcast for this week. Thank you for listening. Tell someone else. Rate, subscribe. Patreon people. Next Monday, you want to watch the Bills game with us? The Bills and the fucking Pats? Come on. What could be better than watching Brenton and
check the Patreon Monday. I'll send out the link probably.
And then, of course, and then
we'll have to resend
it. Yeah, we'll absolutely have to resend it because for some fucking ungodly reason, whenever I send this thing out at noon, it's the link that doesn't work. I don't get it. Fuck Zoom.
Yeah. The votes are in and people want us to do The Bachelor again.
No, I saw one guy's like, it's the only part I don't listen to, but I don't care. Fast forward through it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I guess we'll have to. I don't want to do. I mean, is this guy look interesting?
No, he looks like every other guy.
He's a fucking tool.
His name's literally Clayton.
Oh, is he a whitey?
Big, tall, white guy from Kansas City.
Jesus. I've had enough of people from Kansas City. I've Rick Ingram, Mark Funston, Sean Sheezer, fucking Sudeikis, Riggle, and that's it. All right. That's Jeremiah. It for us too, guys. That's the podcast for this week. Let everyone know, let the whole world know we're bigger than Joe Rogan. He can suck our dicks. Please. We're barely hanging on here. Tell someone else, please, to listen to this thing. Thanks a lot. And we will talk to you guys next. Oh God. I got to get up to shut it off. Bye guys.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Thank you very much for joining me. How you been? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Back. Steve Ranazzisi. I'm the guy. I'm the guy.